The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
You're like, okay, I know that, like, he's my boyfriend, but, like, you know, like, I don't know. He still might not like me. Like,
I wasn't, like, checking my phone a lot. Like, I'm just, like, a really grounded guy. Like, I spend a lot of time.
Is this a red flag? Welcome to the podcast, He's Just Not That Into You. I'm your host, Rhea, and this episode is titled, He's Just Not That Into You.
Or is he?
Wow. So we have a special guest.
Hi.
We have a special guest on this episode.
Yeah.
Would you like to?
I'm really special, actually. So.
Yeah.
That's what Rhea tells me all the time.
Yeah. I say, oh, you're really quite something a little, yeah, something a little special about you. Yeah. So this is my boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Hear that? Her boyfriend.
So normally what we have guests do is they say their name and a program they're not in, so this is perfect for you.
My name is Toby, and I'm not in high school. Is that right? Did I do it right?
Yeah, you did it right. You did it right. You did it right. Yeah, so Toby's like a big fan. Okay, you know what?
I'm the biggest fan.
Yeah, he's the biggest fan, but you know what? No one will let me do a solo episode. Everyone's like, really? You think you can talk for 20 minutes?
It's because we all just love Rhea so much and we all, you know, want to be with her, so.
No, it's because they don't believe that. They don't believe in me, yeah. Which may be for a fair reason. So Toby's on this episode.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fan.
The biggest fan.
What's your favorite episode?
I like the unreleased ones, but but I'm like kind of like Rhea's boyfriend, so I get like special perks and shit. Like, not to brag, guys, but like I listen to them all before you, so you should all be jealous.
Not to brag. This episode is He's Just Not That Into You, or Is He? And it's about like attachment styles. Do you know what those are, Toby?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. That's even better because now we have like, because you podcast listeners, maybe you know, maybe you don't. I don't know, but I know a little bit, and sometimes you get a bit into the podcast, into the book, like, mindset, he's just not that into you, that you think he's just not that into you, even if he is into you.
Yeah, he is. I swear. You guys are baddies, bro, and you have to believe that.
Facts. Yeah. So then it's like, oh, so...
I'm giving Rhea emotional support right now.
Thank you. My idea for this episode was like, okay, so I think my attachment style is an anxious attachment style. There's four of them. Okay. You want to hear them?
Can you, drop the attachment styles.
Okay. Anxious, avoidant, disorganized, which is like both, and secure, which is like you're just like chilling.
Is it like an inside out? Like there's like four.
Yeah, it's like zodiac signs, but like it's real for real.
Okay, it's like science-based.
Okay, I'm going to start with explaining the attachment styles. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Number one.
And also, I'm going to guess yours. I low-key think you might be secure, so that's, like, good.
Secure? Because
like, yeah, maybe, a hint of, like, avoidant, but, like, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Drop them and then, wait, can I tell you mine after you say them?
Yeah. Okay. So usually you can, like, figure it out, like... There's like a bunch of like quizzes you can do, but like TBH, you probably know.
I do the quizzes? Can we do that later?
Yeah.
Activity?
Yeah.
Oh, and I've. There's another quiz you should do.
Is it Am I Gay? No.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Should I say?
No.
Keep that in. Keep that in. Don't cut that. Don't cut that.
Anxious attachment style is like. Okay, this kind of person is like you're like concerned that everyone's gonna like, you know. Hate you, like, tomorrow. And then so you want, like, reassurance. So you find, like, validation and, like, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. You're, you know, whatever. Avoidant is, like, they fear, like, emotional intimacy and they don't, like, confront or share their feelings. So they're, like, emotionally guarded. And they kind of, like... If anyone knows the song The Bolter by Taylor Swift, that's, like... I feel like that's peak avoidant. It's, like, you, like, run when it gets, like, too real. And, yeah, they're also, like, independent, whatever. So, disorganized is, like, both. That's, like, a lot more rare. It's, like, basically you're, like, unpredictable in a relationship. And relationship could be, like, a friendship. It could be a romantic relationship. It could be whatever. But it's, like, you, like, crave for a close relationship, but you push them away because you're scared of being hurt. And secure is like you're just chilling. Like you don't like, you're like, bro, what's going on, you know? Yeah.
So secure isn't even an actual one. It's just like you don't have one.
Like it is an actual one. I guess I didn't do too much research into it, but it's like basically, yeah, like you're like fine. Like you're chilling. I don't know.
Okay. So I'm pretty chill. Okay. So do you want to guess mine?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So secure. Yeah.
Well, maybe, maybe not. We never know. Yeah. But yeah, like I feel like, yeah.
Is there Sigma?
Yeah, that's one of the options. That's but I don't think that one's you.
That's the secret fifth one.
I don't
one.
Think that one's you. So,
okay, crazy.
You're really not matching the vibe, actually.
What do you mean? Of Sigma?
No.
Of the podcast?
Don't even worry. Anyways, so basically, if you've ever been called like clingy, you're probably anxious attachment style. So that is like, oh, he's just not that into you. It's like you take every little thing as like, wait, maybe he's not that into me. Like you're like, you're reading the book, you're listening to the podcast, you're like, wait, this is me, even if it's, like, not, you know? Do you catch my drift?
Wait, which one is that?
Anxious.
Real. And you listen to a song, you're like, oh, this is so me, and you make it to be me.
Maybe. But, yeah, it's, like, you get into the everything, because you're not, like, secure, for sure, so then you're, like, everything will make you doubt that. So then if you're, like, because I was, like, thinking about the podcast, and I was, like, low-key, like, sometimes it's like, oh, you know, you listen to Greg say he's just not that into you, but, like, what if, like, he is? And I guess that's, like, the point of, it's like, no, but he is into me, but it's like, maybe he is, you know? So I feel like the attachment styles kind of complicates the book. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 It's a podcast, so we're done. All right.
No, we're not done. Stop.
Tune in next time for another episode of He's Just Not That Into You. No. This is your host,
don't
Toby,
leave,
and
leave.
Our guest, Rhea.
What? I feel like an anxious attachment style can affect you knowing if someone's actually into you because you're convincing yourself, wait, no, they're probably not, whatever, I'm probably making it up. Or, like, this, like, small thing, like, will make you doubt or whatever. And avoidant attachment style is, like, kind of, like, the kind of people who will, like, ghost you and, like, whatever because it's like they want it until, like, they get it and then they're like, wait, never mind. But that's also kind of disorganized, so I don't really know. That's like, I think disorganized is more, like, a more extreme version of it.
And are you talking about, you're saying disorganized is a more extreme version of, what, ignorant?
Both avoidant and anxious.
Avoidant. Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. Do you have any wise words about that?
Bro.
He definitely
just,
listened
just
to what
chill.
I said.
Just chill. Yeah, no, okay, so, like, yeah, definitely.
Stop.
Yes. Okay. No. And so did all our listeners, probably, and they're not asleep yet.
Okay, they would never fall asleep.
They would never. They're never.
Yeah.
This isn't a big... Okay. What's the question?
So, how do you deal with if you were anxious attachment and you're, like, always thinking he's not that into you? Because you're like, oh, like, he's... technically, it seems like he's into me, but, like, I don't know, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're always kind of needing reassurance of that.
Okay. So, I'm a secure fella. So, this is kind of like, you know... Hard for me to tell you guys. But I feel like just communicate for everything. Just, like, ask them. And they're like, what? No, you're tripping balls. Oh, okay. Bam! Oh, my God, wait, my problems are solved.
No, but that doesn't solve it. Because it does solve it for a bit. That's the point of, like, the reassurance thing. It's like it solves it for a bit, but it doesn't, like, then you do it again. So
don't do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
bam.
Good.
GGs.
This is good. I wonder what the listeners will think. So I think that the first step for this is like you have to, for any of the attachment styles, you realize which one you are and then you kind of start to understand your thinking about it. You're like, oh, maybe if I'm always thinking this and it has no like real reason, like maybe that's a sign that you are maybe tripping, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when do we go into the your anxious attachment style, but you're actually not tripping and you're just getting gaslit and over by someone.
I don't know.
And that's not your sign because realistically, that's probably not happening to you.
See, that's the thing. It's like...
I have no thoughts. Guys, I'm not very smart. I don't know how I pulled Rhea.
This is not what you want to project to the audience.
Why? I'm cute though, so...
Okay, anyways. Yeah, so I feel like I don't know. It's kind of weird because it's like you have to, I think you just have to find the balance of, okay, is he actually not that into me? Or like, should I, like, I don't know, is this, like, a red flag versus, like, do you have any, like, do you have Laura that relates?
No, because I'm secure. Okay, actually, I do have Laura that relates. Okay. Yeah, basically, but maybe someone else. Basically, I go about my day. I talk to some friends. I go to school. I play some Minecraft. I check my phone. I'm like, cool. I got like 6 notifications on Snapchat because I never check Snapchat. And I'm like, oh wait, no way. My girlfriend texted me. My new girlfriend texted me of like a few weeks.
Oh.
Oh. And then she's like, oh, you hate me. Wait, and I'm like, no.
Did this happen? Is this
real? Yeah, this is real. Wait. Yeah, do you like know her? Like,
yeah, no, like, no, like, yeah, I think I've come, like, passed by her once.
It's Rhea, by the way. I'm talking about Rhea.
So he's talking in the past.
I'm talking in the past.
Okay.
When me and Rhea first started dating, it was like, I wasn't, like, very used to, like, checking my phone a lot. Like, I'm just, like, a really grounded guy. Like, I, you know, like, I spend a lot of time
in nature. Is this a red flag nature. or is this real? See, we don't know. Okay, yes. Yeah,
no, I'm just a really grounded guy. So, I don't know. I just like to be off my screens once in a while. But then I check my phone. It's been like, oh, it's been like 8 hours. Because, like, she texts me in the morning. I go to school. I come home. Bam. I don't notice. And then, do I hate her? No. I would love to see you soon. But right now, I'm not used to, like, texting. And, like, Rhea is. Rhea's like...
Okay, see. So I'll tell you from an anxious attachment perspective. Same story. Okay, so, you know, it's the beginning of a relationship. You're like, oh, like, you know, you're like hoping the other person wants to, you know, talk to you. And you're like, oh, like, let me text them. I don't know what I said. And then I'm like, And so the anxious attachment perspective, trust, I'm getting better at it. But the anxious attachment perspective is maybe like, okay, if you know, you know, you're kind of waiting for the reply. You're like, okay, I know that, like, he's my boyfriend, but, like, you know, like, I don't know. He still might not like me. Like, I don't know. And so then I'm like, okay. It's been a while. Like, okay, no, like, it makes sense. Like, he's busy, you know? And then it's like, okay, like, at this point, like, I don't know. It's like...
At this point, he literally hates me. And he's no, trying because to tell me maybe, that he wants to break because up
it's
with
like,
me.
If you... Because, okay, here's a crazy take. It's not that... He didn't text me for 8 hours. It's that the thought didn't cross his mind. It's that he went the whole day and he didn't think, I wonder what's Rhea's up to.
Mm-hmm. Can I, well, but also, like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell you, this is, like, something that sometimes happens?
Yeah.
Especially with, like, if it's, like, an app like Snap or it's, like, I got a few other notifications. I literally don't notice the notification.
No, but it's not the notification. It's that you could send
text. No, and then it's, like, I'm, like... Bro, when is she gonna reply to me? Like, you know, what, is she gonna reply to me? Like, I want her to answer my question or my
wait,
query.
Wait, so real, me too.
And then I check and I'm like, and I notice she's been like, I left her undelivered for like 8 hours. So I'm like, okay, I gotta reply to that.
Yeah, so
that's what happens. That happens like once a day, I swear.
It doesn't help my case of like, oh, like, no, it's fine. He probably doesn't hate me. I'm like, oh, he doesn't hate me, but like, oh, let's see if he replies to my text, and it's like, okay. He doesn't. So this like further adds to my thing. Because if you're like anxious attachment, you have like a backlog of reasons why someone might hate you. And I do this with, I don't do this with friends, but like maybe if I have like a weird interaction with someone, I'm like, oh, they hate me. They're never going to talk to me again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. As the person on the other side of this, like what are the reasons? Because it's like, why would I hate you? Like you, it doesn't make sense. You don't have to
I don't know. Anymore. I think it's just like the way I am.
Cause like it doesn't make sense. Cause chat, listen up. Rhea is like one of the most liked people I know, and she's also like thinks
all the
everybody hates her.
Are listening and they're like,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
we yeah. hate. Okay. No, I know. I was like embarrassed to do this episode because what if I'm like, oh, he's just not that into you, or is he? And then it's like turns out he actually hates me.
Yeah. This wait, imagine. And then you have
like that
would
be so annoying. Okay,
and it's like
sorry.
Documented on the podcast.
I know. It's gonna come out in like a few weeks, and by then you hate me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Or do, or will I?
Oh my God. Okay, yeah.
No.
It's just an interesting factor to add into the whole thing. Okay, do you want to read this segment of the book? It's it's kind of, it's not really related, but from here.
Dear Mancho, buddy, if you want to write that book, go ahead. But I don't think you're going to sell too many copies of It's All Your Fault, You Crazy. As for us, we were already working under the assumption that many women already blame themselves too much. This book is for the woman who sits there for days wondering what she did wrong when a guy doesn't call her back. Or the woman who tells herself that it's her fault that her husband cheated on her. Ugh, grr. Or the that one wasn't part of the passage. Or the woman who hates herself because that guy at work won't ask her out. I want the women reading our book to know that they're not bad just because someone doesn't like them. So maybe a couple of women who read this book really are bad and remain clueless lunatics. I can live with that.
Real.
Yeah, well, I just wonder if there are any clueless lunatics out there who are reading this book.
Sure. Well, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. Maybe I'm a clueless lunatic.
Because some of this book is, like, sus. Because it's, like, you have to, the guy has to ask you out, and if he doesn't ask you out first, then he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
That's stupid. No, that's stupid. Just ask him out, because what if he's nervous as you? We have feelings, too, bro.
How deep into the book can you go before the book becomes you? And you don't, like, what is this episode? I don't know. Toby, have you ever thought the fans aren't just that into you?
No. Why would I think that?
Okay.
I'm beautiful.
You're secure.
I'm lovely.
See, this is the kind of things we need to tell ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm entertaining. Like, I am flawless and there's nothing wrong with me.
You know what I think? Yeah, let's get some fake names in here. Fake name for the girl is going to be like Alexis.
Alexis, that's nice.
And the boy is...
Niall.
Niall from One Direction. Okay, so basically, what's the lore? So Niall and Alexis were like dating. They started dating. They're both like very shy.
Yes, you know? They're both very, very shy. Yeah.
And as time goes on, you know, they start dating, but then it's like they become like kind of long distance.
Yeah,
like long distance. And like, okay, this is the perspective that I heard. Alexis is like, you know, she's like, she likes Niall. She liked him and Niall likes her and she's excited. And then she, you know, they start dating long distance for a bit and Niall starts like FaceTiming her randomly. And Alexis is like, I don't want to do that. That's kind of weird. And Alexis tells me this and she's like, yeah, like
Not weird.
I know, exactly. She was like, oh, he just, like, I don't know, he just started FaceTiming me, and it's, like, I don't really, like, I don't want to do all that.
She's just
like,
not whatever. That into him.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, she was that into him before. But there's a lot of things, like, okay, one factor is, like, okay, it's a long distance, so it's harder, but it's, like, I kind of see that as, like, an avoidant example, where it's, like, once it starts getting, like, you actually start, like, you know, getting to know each other and whatever, and that becomes a little too scary, so then you start backing away, and then so she wouldn't like pick up these calls, and then she just one day she just broke up with him randomly, kind of. Is that true?
I think that's like true. I don't know if it was like random, but I think he sensed it like even before they went long distance. He kind of sensed that she was waning.
Interesting.
Her love for him was waning.
Wow.
Like the crescent moon.
I wonder why though, because that's.
I think because she didn't want to do long distance, and that's fair. Yeah. You don't have to do long distance.
Yeah.
And they both knew that they were, like, because she was, like, moving away.
Yeah.
So they both knew they were going to have to do long distance. So,
yeah, probably.
So she's avoidant? Maybe. She's avoidant because she's not texting Rhea.
Oh, my God, yeah. Wait, maybe she's just avoidant in life because she used to talk to me, and then she hasn't responded because she hates me. This is what I mean. Everyone hates me.
No one hates
because
you.
There's so many people.
Everyone hates you but me, and that's why you have to stay with me forever and ever only because I'm the only one who will ever love you, and so you actually have to only stay with me.
That was so kind and not manipulative.
Yeah, for no.
Wow,
for sure.
they should put you in the book.
He's just that into you.
Do you think you're a little bit of the other ones?
You think I'm a little bit avoidant, don't you? I might be like, wait, I don't know.
I don't know.
Avoidance like you avoid.
No, but the thing is, I don't think you do. You, like, confront problems and whatever, so I don't think you are. But I could see it in the sense of, like...
Oh, I confront problems.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I confront problems head on.
Exactly.
With my chest.
But...
My shirt off.
Yeah.
Who is this guy, bro? Who invited this guy to the podcast?
Get him
out of here.
I don't know. This is why I was trying to do a solo episode.
I'm off my meds, Chad. I'm off my meds.
the way I think attachment styles are based off of like your childhood or people that you knew like as you were growing up. I don't know, like low-key I had like a friend in elementary school who just like one day just never talked to me again, and like I low-key don't know what I did, like high-key. So if you're listening to the podcast and you know what I did, probably don't let me know, but maybe let me know.
I've had people ghost me. It's like, and I don't know what I did, and I don't care.
But it was like my best friend.
Oh, that is pretty sad, actually.
So maybe that contributes to my thinking everyone's anxious. Just gonna,
yeah, maybe.
You know? Wait, so you don't care if people just like never talk to you again?
Mm-hmm. Only once have I been truly, truly ghosted.
Yeah.
And I'd known her for like a few weeks.
Okay. He has heartbreak in his eyes.
Yeah, no. Here's my perspective. Keep living, bro. Like you're a baddie with your baddie friends. Keep living. As long as you're being respectful and they don't ghost you for like because you're being like weird and creepy, just that's on them. As long as you're kind and respectful and lovely, then someone else will honor that and treat you well and talk about that and instead of just leaving you for no reason, they'll say, hey, you did this thing and it didn't make me feel very good. And you'll say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize. I'll try and change that. And then you will be in a healthy relationship.
Real.
As I am now.
Wow.
Unless you don't think it, unless you hate me.
Well, thanks for listening to this very interesting episode of the podcast. We know what we're doing. We're really good at podcasting. You understood this episode. Would you like to give any shout-outs?
Shout-out to myself, because I'm the GOAT.
Yeah, thanks, Toby, for coming on the podcast.
No, shout-out to lovely Rhea. Please listen to more podcasts, and feel free to reach out if you liked it, because it'd be nice for us to know that you like her podcast, because I think she's really talented. If you hate it, also reach out.
Yeah, low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll like work on our attachment things on how we react to that.
I don't think I explained it, but you know what, it's really for you to think about, and just a start to your thinking, and then you think about that, and then you turn off the podcast and you listen to your thoughts in silence, and you think, I wonder which one I am. I wonder how this is affecting my relationships. All right, bye.
All right, goodbye.